It's time now for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by McDonald's Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by More Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Coach's Corner. Here we are only a few days away from kicking off the high school football 2012 season. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, on WLAW Sports Coach's Corner. Today, we have a very special and unique program for you. We are interviewing the latest and greatest football program in the region. The Caseville Eagles are back to football. They are joining the 8-man NCTL League this year, and we're more than excited to have them. After the break, we'll be interviewing the head coach of the Caseville Eagles, restoring the soar, Drew Lepick, right after this. Stick around on the Coach's Corner.
Come to More Motor Sales in Carroll for this summer clearance event. Save on Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep. The 2013s are arriving daily, and right now that means great savings on the 2012s. Buy a Dodge Grand Caravan for under $22,000. See the all-new Dodge Dart for as low as $15,995. Plus, we also have the 2013 Ford Escape, a winner in the segment of small crossover utility with athletic driving dynamics and plenty of useful high-tech features. All now at More Motor Sales. M81 in Carroll.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
Joining me on the phone now is the head coach of the Caseville Eagles, Drew Lepick. Welcome to the show, Drew.
Thank you.
Well, Drew, let's recap last year. You had the best defense in the area. You never were scored on, but the only thing is you didn't score any points either because you didn't exist. So, welcome to high school football. Welcome back, I should say. It's been just a few years since Caseville has had a football program last. 2012, a new era.
Correct.
So, take us back to how this idea started and who really initiated it.
The idea of bringing back football really came from our kids at school. What we did is they were having trouble with the soccer team. What they did is they put out a survey. And the kids said they wanted football, so the community made it happen.
And from what I understand, there's just been some epic proportions of fundraising going on since February when this decision was made. Take us through that.
Oh, the fundraising, I believe to outfit and to get a field and all those kinds of things was approximately $20,000+. The community has stepped up big time. Fundraising through Tom and Michelle Kennedy has been outstanding. Their efforts have paid off. And heavy dividends. I believe we've almost covered all of our expenses thus far. So it's just a tremendous undertaking. They've done raffles. They've done things at Cheeseburger. They've done Ribstock. I mean, just a tremendous amount of fundraising, and the community has stepped up big time.
I can attest to that. I was actually up there for Cheeseburger on Wednesday for the parade, and sure enough, I pull into the hardware store there, and there they are, fundraising for the football team. So that was restoring the soar, is what I see on all the banners and everything else. So, I see now on Monday, I see the end zone field goal poles went up, so that's good to see.
Yes, they have.
And now, where is the field actually? Is it going to be where the baseball fields are, or is a specific area where the old soccer field was?
Our field is, Caseville did some renovations to the athletic facilities a couple years back, 5-6 years back. Where the new soccer field was is where the new football field is now located. It's outside the baseball diamond.
How's practice been going so far? How many people came out for football? How many in your squad?
We carry 19. A pretty even mixture of sophomores and freshmen and juniors and seniors. Since it's been so long since we played football, skill set-wise, we're probably all very close to freshmen except for our one senior with some experience, and that would be Tom Kennedy. Nice-sized team. Good athletes. Work hard, practice is going well, but with a new squad like we are, our learning curve is very, very large.
And I'm sure you'll do just fine as soon as the season progresses here. Now, you've been about 2 weeks into practice. How's it been going so far? Is it, do you feel like there's a lot of energy? Are the kids willing to learn, or what's the feel?
The kids are outstanding. Kids are really willing to learn. They work hard. Our work ethic is outstanding. Everything is good. All we need now is a couple of games under our belt to really get the feeling for what football is.
And, of course, you are playing in the eight-man league in the NCTL. Glad to have you part of this. Now, you start the season out on the road for the first few weeks, right?
Correct.
And take us through those.
We have Cardinal Mooney on Thursday, which is, quite the haul. We're looking to be competitive, hoping that we can pull off a victory, but we'll see. I mean, we're young squad, and we're hoping to give them a good game. After that, we follow up with a tough game at Peck.
We're talking about Caseful football here on the Coach's Corner on WLAW Sports. Time for another break. We'll be back right after this with more about Caseful football restoring the soar with Drew Lepick right after this.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 8 years. You have the right to choose, so make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe.
Get your pregame snack and postgame pick-me-up at the newest hotspot for the high school sports world, Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe. They have everything you need from the four basic food groups, burgers, dogs, fries, and ice cream. With their selection, you'll be tweeting all night. Get the car and load up the gang, or use the team bus. Head to Bad Axe for a burger that actually tastes like a burger. Check out Chiller's value menu, a small chill burger, coney dog, chicken sandwich, medium drink, or small soft serve ice cream cone for only $1.49 each. Get a hot dog or small fry, just 99 cents. Drive through or dine in, chill at Chiller's in the former Dairy Queen on M53 at the north end of Bad Axe. And save even more with Chiller's coupons on thumbnet.net.
We're on the phone currently with Drew Lepick of Caseville, the head coach of the inaugural, re-inaugural team at Caseville football program. Now, one interesting thing is you don't have lights, so all of your games are taking place during the day, am I correct?
Correct. All our home games will be done on Saturday.
All of your home games are insane. Now, how many home games do you have?
Five.
You have five good home games. And are there going to be bleachers? What take us through your facilities. What are they looking like?
I would say probably, as far as facilities go field-wise, we probably have one of the better fields in the entire county. You can't beat our field. Very nice facility. There will be bleachers. I don't know how many yet. I do know that our community has donated a press box that is not existent yet, but plans are in the works to build it. Wonderful facility. The field is taken care of by Warren Meisner, who's been doing the soccer fields at Caseville for a number of years, and he does a wonderful job.
You know, I'm just seeing all these parallels. Everyone loves a feel-good story, you know, and it's like you're watching, like, Hoosiers, the movie, except for football here. You know, the whole community is coming together, forming this football team, all for the good and betterment of the community. Is it going entire community? I see more of these bumper stickers everywhere. Restore the soar. Is it just going across the whole community, everyone behind this?
I would say for the most part. Like I said, the kids chose football over soccer. Soccer did have its supporters. And anytime you switch to something like that, you lose a choice. And sometimes when you lose a choice, people's feelings get hurt. For the most part, I would say the entire community is behind it. However, like anywhere else, there are some people that really enjoyed soccer, too. And in their mind, this is not the best thing. But for the most part, I think the entire community is behind it.
Now, your first home game is September 8th, am I correct? And that's on a Saturday, obviously. And you're playing North Huron. Take us through that one. What's any special festivities planned for the first home game? Just hoping to get the game started?
Yeah, we're hoping to make the game. The first thing is to get the game started. Be the first. Well, it will not be the first home game or first game played at Caseville since they quit football. I know that Owen Gage, when they co-op there, did play one home game there at Caseville against Posen. But it's the first time that we've put on the show entirely by ourselves. Well, yeah, we just want to get the whole thing started. That would be about the best way to put it.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
And I'm sure it'll go great. We're very excited. We're actually, I believe, we're going to be broadcasting a few of your Caseville games. So we're excited on this side, too.
Oh, wonderful.
So take us through, what's the overall feel? What's your most exciting part? What do you think is going to be strength this year?
Our strength is going to be our work ethic. Because our learning curve is so large, our kids have to work twice as hard to get up to speed as the other schools around. But our kids are willing to work. And by working, they will get better. And as they get better, we'll be able to give our competitors a better game. We're just hoping to be competitive this year, Clark. We want to win games. Any good coach would say that. I want to win all. I hate losing. But this year, it's about learning. It's about having fun. It's about continuity. It's about being back next year. We want our kids to have a good time, and we want this to be competitive. We want the kids to return.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you everything on that. Now, let's ask about you. How did you fall into this position? Did you apply for it? Were you asked?
A little bit of both. I coached with Jason Pierce, who was my assistant this year. I coached with him at Owen Gage for a number of years. When the position became available, when the whole thing became more than just a rumor, being the only one on staff or around with any varsity coaching experience put me in a position where I was a good candidate. So I applied, and I ended up with the position.
Well, simple as that, I guess.
Yeah.
And, well, best of luck to you out there. First game, like you said, Cardinal Mooney, this coming Thursday, am I correct?
Correct.
So, wow, right around the corner.
Yeah, just one more day to practice, and off we go.
That's right. Well, remember, forward motion, 8 men on the field. That's basically all you need.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, best of luck to you, and we'll see you out there.
Hey, thank you kindly.
That's going to wrap up today's edition of the Coach's Corner, talking about Caseville football, welcoming them back to the football arena after a small hiatus of about 20-plus years. Like Drew said, their first game is Thursday. All their games taking place during the day on Saturdays, with the exception of this week, because they don't have any lights. So I'm sure you can still donate to the cause, bringing back Caseville football. In the meantime, you're tuned to the Coach's Corner on WIW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. On tomorrow's show, we'll be doing a small recap, part one of two, of all the coaches we've interviewed so far in the past 2 weeks. Give you a little bit of recap, and then on Friday, we're going to be looking into the schedule with our color commentator joining me this season. You'll have to stick around to find out who that is on the Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. We'll see you tomorrow.
Coach's Corner has been brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world.